Welcome back to the Wrestling Culture Podcast, folks. So the voices that you hear behind me right now are some of the worst rioters that rioted on the Capitol on January 6th. They probably aren't in the DC prison, but when this was recorded and put on the internet by American Greatness, they were sitting in a DC jail singing the Star Spangled Banner every night at 9 p.m. And you know what, folks? That is just them playing the victim, trying to look like American patriots. But excuse me for saying this, guys, but American patriots don't storm the Capitol in a Benghazi-like raid. American patriots don't club fellow Americans with flagpoles with the American flag hanging on one side, while they're spraying every police officer in sight with mace and busting out windows. American patriots don't do that kind of stuff, folks. They're playing the victim. You know what this was? This was a Benghazi-style attack orchestrated by Donald Trump and a few other Republicans who need to be brought to justice. This was a Benghazi-style attack on Americans by so-called American patriots who are now playing the victim card. In fact, pro-Trump TV, Newsmax, Fox News, they're calling these people political prisoners. Political prisoners. Couldn't be farther from the truth. And as we speak right now, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene are marching down to the Department of Justice to stand on the steps of the DOJ and demand the status of the prisoners, and then also to demand the release of all the video, as if they haven't seen it. My God, how stupid are these people? Do they watch TV? The video is all out there. It's public. Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, go find it. I mean, and to add insult to injury, this is going on as we have four Capitol police officers now testifying in front of Congress today. You know, people like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, they should be ashamed of what these people did, not celebrating it. These rioters that charged the Capitol, they're not victims, folks. They're not victims of the political system, of the judicial system. They're not. In this Benghazi-style attack on the Capitol by Americans, let's just take a look at this. I just want to lay this out. So Republicans on Benghazi had 33 hearings. They spent $7 million. They wrote 800 pages of unmitigated BS, 800 pages of it. They found nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. In fact, take a look at this. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution found that Republicans spent more time investigating Benghazi than the 9/11 Commission and probe, Watergate, the assassination of JFK, and Pearl Harbor. More time. 2 years, 4 months, folks, 2 years and 4 months they spent on litigating Benghazi, and at the end of the day, they found nothing, zero, zilch. And now, folks, Republicans won't even support looking into what happened on January 6th. What is wrong with these people? What is wrong with this country? And then if that's not the worst of it, Kevin McCarthy, who is a leader of the minority in the Congress, as we know, he has the audacity to appoint the same guy who was in charge of the Benghazi Commission to the 1-6, the January 6th panel? Jim Jordan? What a joke. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, what happened on that day, folks, is no joke. We need to get to the bottom of it. And if they can spend more time on Benghazi than all the other major probes in the history of the United States of America, then we can surely spend some more time getting to the bottom of what happened on January 6th.